So we've been rolling for a couple minutes. This is my guest, Bailey. She owns this wonderful shop in downtown Red Bluff. It's called Pretty in Pink. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and how you came to own a business at such a young age?
Yeah. Honestly, I totally thought growing up that I would be a teacher. Like my whole life, I always was like, really? Oh, I'm going to be a teacher. I love children, which I still love children. But when we moved back from Kansas, I was like, okay, I'm going to start pursuing that and be like a teacher and stuff like that. So that was like in 2020 is when we moved back. And around that time, I was able to get hired on at an elementary school as a paraprofessional.
Okay.
And it's like pretty much a teacher's aide, like a fancy teacher's aide. But
I never heard that term.
Paraprofessional. Yeah. It's so nice, paraprofessional. Yeah. It makes me seem like I'm important, but really I'm not. But it's like the first steps of like getting my toes into the water because like they would pay for school if you like
really
continued. Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. So it is a stepping, like,
yeah,
it,
in the direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I totally went in. It was during COVID. Mm-hmm. And I literally went in, dropped up my application, and she was like, oh, you're hired. No, like, no interview, whoa, nothing. It was just kind of like, okay,
you
can
want
you
a job?
Yeah.
You want to work
and
during
I was like,
this?
Okay. No, I had no idea what I was in for.
Wow.
So I got hired on as a paraprofessional. I didn't read the fine print. I was a paraprofessional for special education children,
mm-hmm,
which is way different than just being a teacher's aide. It's a
lot
of like,
that doesn't take a little extra training.
You wouldn't think so, but it was COVID. So they were going through a lot
anybody
of hoops. Don't sue me. Like dropping all the secrets.
Yeah.
But because of that, they didn't provide me like training or anything. I'm like, at that time, I'm 20 years old going in, not knowing what I'm doing.
Yep.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to love this so much. It's going to be such a great job. And yeah, it was not. It was very hard. I was like, we had ages pre-K through third grade.
Yeah.
And a lot of the school system was just like throwing kids into this classroom with not enough support or not enough people. A lot of kids that needed one-on-ones. So we were like changing diapers on fourth graders that were in regular classrooms, but were coming into our class and we would have to change a diaper on like a fourth grader. Like it's insane.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
in the school
isn't
system
that supposed to be a, like?
Yeah,
if
like
you. I didn't even think you go to preschool if you couldn't.
That's
be
what I
potty
thought too.
I thought you
but
had to
I
be potty trained.
I guess if like, oh, I don't know God if you can maneuver the school
system. But I
guess system
so. If it's special needs, that kind of.
But they weren't special needs children.
Oh, whoa!
No, these were regular kids. That's where I was like, this is not my job description. Like for one, I was getting beat up like every single day because
oh,
I was. They hit you, they bite you because they're special needs children, you know, and the higher ups didn't really care to like provide enough support. So that kind of traumatized
me. So first of all, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
On top of that, it can be aggressive.
Yes, very aggressive.
They don't have the ability to comprehend things.
Yeah. Oh my God. They run. They just take off running and you just have to chase them down. And the school that I worked for is on a very busy street.
What school? If you don't have to say, no, you don't have
I'm
to
like,
say. You can give me a little directions. I know the area.
Maybe on Jackson Street.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can break that down.
Yep.
But yeah, one kid took off running, and this is just on the playground. Took off running. Of course, it's the day I decided to dress up and wear my cute clogs. And this kid takes off running, hits the main road. I'm running with my clogs on. And I'm just like, okay, like, screw this. I take off my clogs, throw them into the street.
Oh,
and I'm
God
running after this kid barefooted. This kid is cracking up laughing the whole time. Just like having the time of his life, you know. And I'm over here like, oh my God,
dying,
like, I'm going to get fired. But it's not my fault. I wasn't even his one-on-one for the day. I don't even know where his one-on-one was.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so I got him and that's when I just finally was like, what the heck? Like, this is crazy. So yeah, I feel like that kind of put like a bad taste in my mouth about teaching because I saw how the school systems worked at that time because beforehand I had never worked in a
school.
And
it's kind of like a, go into it with an ideology
yeah.
of what it should be exactly. and the help you can give.
And these poor teachers, they were not supported at all. Like,
right.
I was just an aide. Like, I can't even mm-hmm. imagine being a teacher and not being supported. You
I know a lot of teachers that would have to supply their own school uh-huh. supplies, yeah. like for the students and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So
on
that's
a teacher salary.
I kind of like after I did that for 2 years. So I went through two like school periods of doing that, like year terms. And I finally was like, okay, what have I loved my whole entire life?
Right.
And so like I sat down with my husband and I was like, so I have this idea because during the summertime, they usually take out a certain portion of your check. So you get paid during the summer.
Oh, wow.
With the school system.
No
so
shit.
You earned the money, but there's... Giving
it
to
it
you
as a paid time off type
yeah,
of deal.
Exactly. So
that way you're you not, have, if like, you're irresponsible, you still
exactly,
have an ability.
Exactly. Exactly.
You
know? They set you up for success in that yeah, way, I guess. But
that's kind of cool. I always thought it was up to the. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
I thought it was up to you guys.
I
to
think
just,
you can choose to not do right. it, but I was
that's
like,
a bad
I'm.
Idea.
Yeah. You just. Yeah. Take it. So yeah, in 2022, that June, I finished my last school term. And I told Mateo, I was like, so I have this idea. What do you think? And yeah, that's where Pretty in Pink started. I just kind of was like, okay, I am not loving life where I'm at. How am I going to change it? I don't want to just go work
and you
for
did
somebody
this
else.
During the pandemic.
Yeah. So this was coming out of the pandemic.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. 21, 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is coming
out. So you
out.
Spent a little bit of time at that
yeah.
School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was there for a while. Honestly, what made me stay was all the people I worked with. They were amazing.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
I had some great teachers that I worked with. So I like, they were like, if you leave, then we have
oh,
nobody.
No.
And I was like, oh, you're so right. Like, I have yep. to stay. So yeah, Pretty in Pink came up because I hated my life, like job wise. And I didn't want to just go work at Red Bluff is so tiny. There's not much as a female. There's not a lot of job options
oh,
unless
yeah.
you want to be at a fast food joint. You want to be a waitress, a hostess, or a barista.
And right now there's not
there's
jobs
not,
for anybody.
Yeah.
Here.
There's not yeah. a lot. It's a lot of like construction and labor and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And so I told Mateo, I was like, I don't want to do any of that. Like, what am I going to do?
But you want to stay here,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Yeah, because all of our family's in Red Bluff.
Right.
So.
I'm in that. I know that dilemma
yeah.
very well.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I for a while, I knew that I wasn't going to stay at the school. Like, for the last year, I knew, like, okay, this is my last year. I'm going to put in. And then from there, I'm going to figure it out. So, that June, I figured it out. And Mateo supported me fully. I don't know why, but he did.
Good.
And so,
that's a good husband
yeah,
right
he's
there.
Amazing. So I started online. I literally.
So you got online?
Well, okay. I started with online.
Okay.
And then.
Like e-commerce?
Like I had my own website,
yeah.
everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. My friend Riley, she owns the bookstore over here at Turn the Page
okay.
on Main Street. And so I came with her to go get coffee and I was like, so I have this crazy idea. And she was like, oh my God, do it.
That's
and
awesome.
Her family actually invested like $100 into me
oh, no.
for my first startup.
That's awesome.
So that was super cool. Yeah, and that day Riley created a website with me.
In a
she,
day?
Yeah, she created
oh, wow.
a website with me, an Instagram, got me like showed me how to order things wholesale, created a wholesale account with me.
No way.
Like she was literally an angel. I could not have done it without her cuz starting a business is a lot of work
yeah.
getting the certain permits and stuff
yep.
like that. It's a lot more work than people think. You can't just like start selling stuff. That's illegal.
Yep.
So yeah, Riley helped me out a ton and I started off with that $100. I can't remember if it was $100 or like $200 they gave me. But by them investing into me, I was able to go online and purchase like little hoop earrings and stickers and little cute
yeah.
goodie bags. And I started selling goodie bags
oh.
just to like start profit. So I, starting out, invested zero money into my business.
Wow.
I,
so it came off of a $200
Yeah,
$200
that somebody just
you.
Like blessed me with. And they're
yeah.
like, okay, we believe in you. Here's this $200.
That's
so
incredible.
I invested that. And that's...
I bet that really gave you the confidence to
oh,
pursue
for
it.
For sure.
Yeah.
And
if
I knew,
it was your own money, you'd still be like, I can do this. But
yeah.
if you, but when you had someone, not even family.
I know. And it was such
party.
A big deal. It was her dad that like handed it to me.
Yeah.
And like, I just was like, oh my gosh.
That
like, really?
Cool.
And he was just like, take it.
That is
like,
so cool.
Just very like, yeah, here.
Yeah.
So yeah, my startup was literally just that. And I have such a huge family. My family is gigantic. So yeah, I posted online and I was like, hey guys, I'm starting a boutique. And
that's cool.
I didn't know what that meant. You know, I was like, I'm just going to be selling stuff that I think is cute. But starting out, it wasn't.
This store is amazing.
This
I mean,
is love.
The, yeah, this store is incredible.
Thank you.
And it's so diverse. Like you have a whole shelf of special glass mugs,
yeah.
beer mug kind of like uh-huh. with all. Yeah. And then. Paint, like artwork, you've got the clothing store.
Oh, it's amazing store. That I get to like support other small businesses yeah. in here because a lot of the stuff in here that people love are other small businesses.
I should shout that out. It's Leaves and Lattes.
Leaves and
Glass.
Lattes. Yeah. My Follow Heidi it. Girl, we actually became besties and we got matching tattoos.
No way.
Yeah, we met doing
that,
a farmer's market. So it's half a son.
Okay.
And then she has the other half of
no
my son.
Way. You know what I was thinking? I was like, that looks like a slinky. I was
literally,
like, it's not
though,
a rainbow. It's not
I
a
could,
rainbow.
Just,
it kind of does, right?
Kinda, maybe we'll yeah. just get crazy one day and turn it into a slinky. I'm like, listen, Dylan said.
Yeah. Well, it's like rainbow. And then I was like, wait a minute. There's dots and lines.
Yeah, there's yeah. a little more intricate. We did a farmer's market and it was $10 tattoos.
Oh, that's
And
cool.
so I actually got ink poisoning, though.
Oh,
and
what?
I was throwing up. For like
is it
two
your
days
only
afterwards.
One?
No, I have giant, like a
Never
giant
had
one
the
right
ink
here.
Poisoning.
I have a small one right here, small one right here. But yeah.
Ink poisoning.
I wouldn't recommend $10 tattoos.
Wow.
I don't think. I mean.
Right.
Do what you must.
I don't have the ability to be that spontaneous over permanent things.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have because the one on, I got this one was $10. Ooh, she is. Not cute.
My wife has a 10, I don't know, it was like one of those, like,
the
let's
BOGO.
Get a tattoo today. Yeah. And she's got an avocado on her bicep.
She got an avocado. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it's this big and it's just by
oh,
itself.
It reminds me of like the, oh, it's an avocado. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's so
yeah,
fun.
It's funny.
Yeah. Okay. But startup. Yeah. So then from there, my family, sorry, I always go off on different things.
Oh,
but my family totally
about.
Supported me. My friends from like, high school that were following me supported me. And then I started ordering clothing online through wholesale
right.
and learning everything of what I should do.
Making
and
mistakes, doing
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole time, I never invested any of my own money.
That's incredible.
So all of the...
So just the profit
uh-huh,
kept starting
exactly.
paying for itself.
Exactly. And I was like, what the heck? And it was like an order like once a week. But I was like, oh my gosh.
Once a week? That's consistent.
Yeah, it was consistent.
Yeah.
But... farmer's market. That is
oh.
what literally kicked me off. Like, so I quit working at the school June of 2022, instantly started doing farmer's markets June of 2022. And I wasn't scared about money because I had that paycheck that was
right.
coming in.
Oh, in the summer.
Yeah.
So,
so
you
I was like,
this.
Whatever.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So that whole 3 months, so June to August, I worked and did farmers markets and Red Bluff and Chico and Lake California and Anderson and Redding, everywhere possible.
There's a lot.
There's a
I
lot.
I used to do the tour with Julia Fruit Stand.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Julia, yep. she's yep. they're there every yep. single time.
Yep. All
every
the way
time.
Up to Dunsmuir. Have you been
oh,
to that
wow.
one?
No, I haven't been to
Go.
Dunsmuir.
It's so cute and it's just everyone knows everybody. And then
that's how it feels with the Red Bluff one. Everyone
yep.
connects really well. The Chico one was definitely my best market because of how big it was.
Right. And the,
but,
the age.
Yeah.
You have the right.
The college girls.
Yep.
And
demographic,
I kept doing.
The right demographic.
I kept doing like every time somebody would come up and be like, oh, if you follow me on Instagram, I'll follow you back. And then, like, you get a free sticker type
oh,
thing.
Oh, okay.
So that grew my platform a ton. And I still am not at, like, a crazy amount of followers. But starting at zero, you know,
yeah.
I was literally
Trust
just
me,
new
I
to
know.
The game. So I was like, anybody that wants to follow me. But,
I just had to take my – so I created my – I refused to get on TikTok. And so,
stop it. That's literally, I'm so bad.
Know,
I'll be
so,
making TikToks right here in the window. And yesterday I made it. They're always cringy. I know they're cringy,
yeah, they
but
are.
It's what
they want. It,
yeah. It's what people want. And this
my videos,
old man,
I don't even understand.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like,
it's so,
I'll show my wife. She's like, I'm like, I don't even like it, but I, these people do.
They, yeah.
I'm like,
exactly.
I don't understand. I have to research because it's like,
I
not,
had
yeah.
one video pop off on TikTok and I got 12.5k followers.
Whoa.
From one video. Just like exploding.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I did start one. So I brought that up to say I did finally, when I reset this, when I reset in December, I started one, and I had a good amount of content and stuff, not followers on Instagram, but it was my personal page, so yeah. I have to restart that.
I know, and that's, and like, then, the yeah. the
so
weird
I wasted
position.
All this content
I
on
know,
this page. That,
but it's hard because, like, people don't know that this is your business, yeah. you know, or your podcast yeah. or your YouTube channel. So, like, you're like, oh, well, I'll just post it on my regular so then people
yeah.
know.
And I was half serious, you know, and I was, like, not fully commit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't committed. Yeah, I had to fully commit. And that's kind of like, you know, you had the opportunity to fully commit while still getting that back
yeah,
end.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And cool. my husband at the time was doing landscaping. So he would be off by a certain time because it's like literally 110 degrees here.
Yeah.
And it's like horrible for
miserable.
Them to work that. So
yep.
they start super, super early.
Yep.
And then they end more in the afternoon.
Yep, 3 o'clock.
Which is my farmer's markets would start set up at 3:15 and then start farmer's markets at 4.
So he was
there to help me all the way through. So I wasn't doing it by myself. Mateo definitely was helping me with setup because it's like a full pop-up tent.
Yeah.
You have to bring all your clothing, hang everything, make... Mm-hmm. We had to like build the
displays
makeshift janky hanger like things. Yeah, it was so bad. But yeah, 3 months in and I randomly... went into Copper and Clay. It was a store next door to me. And I was talking to her and she was like, oh, your energy is so good. I love your vibe. And I was like, thanks. You know, and she was like, yeah, I've seen you at farmers markets. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I am really popping off, you know, like at that time I thought I was like, you know, didn't even know that this is where my business could lead at all. And she offered me this spot. I didn't
really?
Know that this was her spot.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, this is 3 months in.
You never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah. And so she goes, well, I'll make you a deal. Like, you'll only have to pay this X amount, and you can just start with half the store, and then we'll use the rest for, like, an art gallery type thing. And I was like, heck yeah.
Perfect.
You know, even if I just do pop-ups, because
right.
I knew farmers markets were ending. So, yeah, when I first started, I literally had half of the store. Like, it's insane. Right where there's beam is,
yeah.
I had a giant curtain.
So this was you.
Uh-huh. This was it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, and even then, it was not full. It was very... I look back at pictures that I post. I'm like, oh, that's cringy, girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's literally what started it. And from there, every single month, even right now, I feel like I continuously am just taking a step every single month and, like,
good.
Growing little by little by little.
Dude. Do you,
so,
you said you're, you said Mateo does vlogging and stuff. Do you, follow, like, do you film stuff and like let people follow the growth?
Yeah. And that's what a lot of my followers and like my customers come from is my, Instagram page and my TikTok page because I do post a lot
yeah.
and I'm very vulnerable on the internet.
Good. Yeah, that's cool.
And that's what people want. They want
yeah.
to like be your friend, you know?
Yep.
And when you're buying something from somebody, you want to support that person, you
yep.
know? So I try to make connections with every single customer that comes into the store, make them feel special. And then it makes me feel special when they come back in and they're
right.
like, I came back in for you.
Yeah.
I mean, half the time they're coming in for Augie.
I came in to talk to you. I came
that's
in.
True.
I didn't even want to come in the first time.
yeah.
I was like, just go get
a
your shirt.
A girly store, pretty and pink.
And I know that I know money's going to disappear. And I'm just like, I don't
uh-huh.
want to go. Just go do it. Don't
listen,
tell me.
Listen, his wife is one of my best customers.
Yeah. So she is a huge Free People person.
Yes.
And not for the clothes, obviously the clothes, but the experience.
Yes.
And making, like, she literally wrote a goodbye letter and, like, or gave the lady, like, a farewell card when she moved away.
Oh.
And they, like, had a
from
lunch.
Vancouver?
No.
Or where?
From Florida. When
oh,
she
when
moved
she was
out
living
here.
In Florida.
Yeah. She would go there and, like, that was, like, her therapist. She'd just
oh.
go in there.
I literally feel
on.
That way because I do hair tinsel in here, too.
Yeah.
And that upped my game. But doing a service for somebody,
yeah.
they fully are like, oh my God, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
It's like
totally helps.
The secrets that I have on some people around here, I'm just going to say. I literally, okay, this, I don't know why this reminded me of it, but one time I was doing a girl's hair in the window, and that's the best lighting. And we're right next to the fire department, the police department. I'm doing her hair, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're talking. And she goes, is there any way you could, like, move me into the back area. And I was like, oh, like, what's going on? She goes, well, I have a warrant out for my arrest.
Wait, what? You're like,
and I was like,
right in the window.
Girl, yeah. I don't know what to tell you right now. Like, I can't physically pick up this chair that's in the floor. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what you want me to do. So, you know, just fun things like that. You meet the greatest people.
I have
people.
A warrant out for yeah, my arrest.
Yeah, I was like, dude, listen, I'll just turn street. You this way.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The best of
and just life. Like the people, like the fact the storefront you're talking about, like locking the door and stuff after hours.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you got all yeah. Kinds of
oh
people.
My god, the homeless around here is mm-hmm. very, very hard.
They do good though to keep them off the streets in the day.
They try. Like. I've had some pretty bad experiences where I have had to call the cops. Like one time they were shaking my car. I was inside the car.
Wait, what?
Yes, yes.
Straight on
it's
being
the
attacked.
Same two guys. They like. They think it's funny. I know that they so think it's funny because I was talking about my friend Riley. She's on Main Street also.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do the same stuff to her. The same kind of like only prey on her. They do that only wow. over here to me. So we're two younger and I think she's a year older. She's 24 and I'm 23. So yes. But one time I pulled up to the store and I mm-hmm. saw them literally in my doorway and I was like, oh, like.
So just you're not in, you're like, I have to yeah. go buy that, I mm-hmm. have to do this thing.
And so I'm just like on my phone, like I'm calling Mateo, like, okay, I don't want to like walk out right now by myself. Because one of them is very aggressive and my father-in-law is the fire chief over here.
Okay.
And so like, I know the homeless men by their names.
And like, really?
And I know how their personalities are and stuff like that.
So you actually can, you're yeah. like, I know this guy.
Yeah. And I was like, I do not feel safe doing this. So, I was sitting in my car. They both came up and started shaking my car and they just are like thinking it's the funniest thing ever. So I call the cops and I'm like, hey, can you guys come out and do something? Like I'm right across the street. And they were like, well, we would. But we don't have enough people today. So unless they physically have harmed you, we can't do much.
That's
so
terrible.
Then I was like, crap, what do I do? So I literally just skirted out of there. Almost hit one of the guys because.
So you didn't even get out.
I didn't no. even get out. I was
smart,
too sketched out. So I went and I. And they were like yelling pretty vulgar things at me and stuff. So I
really?
Went over
so
to the fire department.
Harassing
yeah.
Them.
So I went to the fire department to go get my father-in-law and I walk in there and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm looking for Matt, you know? And they're like, oh, he's not here. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, well, what's going on? So I told them, I get a gang of probably 7 firefighters that walk over here and chew these guys out. And this was probably like 5 months ago,
mm-hmm.
not
oh,
have had a problem.
Really
yeah. And I have not had a problem since those 7 firefighters came over and had a little talking to with the boys.
Okay.
So that was really cool.
So do that immediately.
Yes. Yes. Literally. Just go get a firefighter. But yeah, we do have a lot of homeless people over here. Pretty often, like every single day, there's
wow.
somebody, and especially because I have a trash can right outside of my building.
Mm-hmm.
They're always digging
oh,
through that.
I didn't even put that together.
Mm-hmm. That's literally their main spot. It's crazy though.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh man, I have so many. I lived in Portland and
oh, I
I've
can't
worked
even
there
imagine
long,
the...
for a while. And I got one story. There's this guy. So we're I'm an iron worker. I don't know if she told you that.
Yeah.
But, so we're downtown building a high rise and we're on the street and we got the street blocked off. I'm unloading this truck. And so I'm watching my spotter ahead. I have giant pieces of steel on the forks in traffic. And so I'm like extremely intently focused on him and his hand signals.
Uh-huh.
And you don't do anything like as an operator, you don't have a brain. That's how we say it. Like you don't have a brain. This is your brain.
You have your job. You are doing the job.
You do what the
everything outside of that.
Yeah, the spotter tells you what to do. If you do something he does not say, now it's your fault. So if you hurt somebody, break, damage mm-hmm. things, you know, whatever goes wrong, as long as you listen to him,
yeah,
it is not your fault. So that's the concept. It's like, don't think you're going to take initiative.
Yeah.
Your job is, if he doesn't give you a signal, you don't fucking move.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching him, and all of a sudden, there's several cop cars roll up, block the actual intersection, come at me, guns drawn. And I've had a couple interactions with the law before, so I was like,
yeah,
I fucking froze.
What are you doing?
And I'm like, ah! So they go right past.
Oh, and then I look behind me,
and the other intersection's blocked off, like three cop cars on each side, foot patrol, bicycle patrol, motorcycle patrol, probably 15, 20 cops to get this guy.
This is in Portland?
Yeah. They arrest this guy, bend him over.
And everyone's watching.
My steel truck.
On your truck?
Yeah, the one I just unloaded.
Was he like trying to get up on there?
No, so they chased him down six city blocks.
Oh my God.
This guy must have been just cracked out of his mind, superhuman speed.
He's like, I will get away.
Six city blocks.
Was he on foot?
What is Yeah.
He was running?
Yeah.
Wasn't even on like a little bicycle?
Nope. Then that was wild.
That's crazy. Guns out.
I mean, a lot of cops. And then another guy shows up to our job. And he's yelling at us. We're like probably 15 feet, 20 feet in the air in a man basket. And he's like yelling at my one of my guys. And he's like, you stole my backpack. And this guy's like such a hard ass. He's like, I didn't think getting this yelling match 20 feet in vertical.
And this guy down here literally is probably cracked out on drugs. Does not care.
Dude, we don't have a fucking backpack. Uh-uh. We don't have any backpack.
No. But he has no cares. He just wants that backpack.
Yeah. And then somehow they get all the way to the top. This is a 28-story building.
He got to the top.
Not this guy.
Oh, okay. Somebody. I was like, what?
They tagged the penthouse elevator shaft.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, so they had to climb the actual tower crane at one point. So they could probably have jumped the fence, gone up to like the 20th floor, and then they would have had to get outside the building. And we have chain link around that, like the axe, so no one can access the tower crane on the floors.
Yeah.
So they had to like get around that, climb the lattice, and then get inside of it and get in the ladder.
That's
and then all the way
so
just to graffiti the
crazy
tower. Yeah.
That's insane.
If they could take that level of initiative
to do something else.
They got it. They're so smart.
God.
Some of them.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like,
it's so true. Especially there are some of the homeless people around here that when I see them when they're not on drugs, because they can't afford drugs all the time.
Right.
When I see them around here, I'll be funny. Like, dude, you're a regular human.
Yeah.
You know, like you have feelings. Like you're not normal, but like you're not as weird as I portrayed you to be, you know?
Or as you portrayed you to be during your little episode of being
I had one guy who has literally bugged me and harassed me the whole time I've been here. Around Christmas time, he came in and was like, hey, Bailey. I was like, sir, you know my name? Like, okay.
That's crazy. And that would
like,
catch me off
guard.
Hey,
what's up? You know, and he's like just talking to me. Oh. He's like, oh, did you lose one?
I got him.
He was like, oh, well, I just came in here to buy something for my girlfriend. And I was like, okay. You know, this That's guy crazy. Bugs me all the time. Like, can I have some money? You know, can I have coffee? He always asks for pancakes. He always wants pancakes. I'm like, sir, do I look like I have pancakes on me? Like,
I own a clothing
store.
If
I had pancakes, I would be eating them. Like, yeah. I'm just going to say.
That's funny.
But yeah,
you have a pancake. Pancakes? That's what they're thinking about.
He wants pancakes every single time. But yeah, he came in here. I'm being nice because like, I love people. I'm a people person. But I'm like being aware, like, okay, I'm just going to make sure he's not grabbing things, you know, not touching things. But he came in here on a mission. He was like, I want this necklace that was in the window. I love that jacket.
So he's asking you for money every other day.
Uh-huh.
Today he's
and
like,
and so
I'm
he's
buying.
Over here like buying all this stuff. And
he
I'm
really
like,
he was really?
So I was like, I don't know. The whole time I was like, okay, you know, like grabbing it all. And I'm like, oh my God, you're such a good boyfriend. She's going to love this. And then I ring him up and I'm like, okay, here it goes, you know? And I'm like, okay, your total is 127. Like it was a lot of money. And he just goes, okay. Pulls out a fat wad of hundreds and just like puts it on the counter. And I'm like, sick. Okay. And so I'm like doing my thing, give him back his change. And he's like, okay, bye, Bailey. Have a great day. Leaves
Whoa.
Like we're besties.
What
and then comes back in
experience.
Same day and goes, oh, I also wanted this. Buys another thing and then leaves.
What a weird experience.
And I see him now all the
time. Was he like not fucked up? He's
yeah, he was just acting normal. He was being so polite, like saying,
how many
thank
of these
you.
Guys really
yeah.
do maybe they're oh, man.
Yeah. It was it
how
was
do
crazy.
You get there? You know what I mean?
I've heard some different stories about this one guy. And it's also it's like really sad. But then at the same time, he's like you want to be like, oh, well, he's like human, you know. But
right.
like at the same time he does crazy fucked up shit.
You still have to be accountable for actions.
I'm just like,
or at least
like,
remorseful.
You
want to
feel bad for him, but he put himself in that spot.
Yeah.
But I don't know the real stories. So I just hear everybody talks around here. Red Bluff is a very tiny town.
It's a good thing to, spreads that like was fire. Like one of the best things to get in the way.
Yes.
Now, honestly, like, I know it's so reclusive, but I didn't really tell a lot of people I got back in town. And then I go to the stores and shit. Cause you know how it is.
Yeah,
like,
oh, for
what's
sure.
What's he doing here? I don't want to explain.
And then you feel like you
everybody.
Have to have this cool, amazing life story of where you've been and what you've been doing.
Yeah, I don't
and
have
then,
time for that.
Yeah, you're
I'm
just
trying
like,
to buy some groceries.
Yeah, let me grab my stuff and go.
I had developed like this social anxiety that I never had before of like not wanting to go to the grocery store.
It's because
store.
Everybody knows everybody. One person sees you, then they go, oh, did you know Dylan's back in town?
So,
oh,
like,
did you know Dylan's back in town?
2 weeks, I ran into 4 people at Walmart.
That's
like, motherfucker, dude.
And that's on like... a slow day.
Yeah, and that's at Walmart. And I
yeah,
like,
usually time, it's like 7 or 8.
One time I went to the weed store and I saw 2 people I just didn't want to talk to. It's not that I didn't want them seeing me there, and I just didn't want to be like, let's spend 30 minutes just talking. I have shit to do. Got a kid. So I managed this little room, like you said, half of your shop. Really, the storefront's really small there.
Yeah.
They didn't see me. I know.
You're just like moving your hands around the whole time.
One
oh,
was
over
here.
Here.
One was, yeah, you know, looking at the product.
That is
like,
so funny.
Head down glance. Yeah.
I
maybe
totally
they were
know
doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I totally know what you're talking about, though. But I felt like when I moved away, when I moved to Kansas, I loved being somewhere else because when I did come home, all of like seeing my friends and family again, it felt like it was so much more real and the connection was so much more because you just want to be around them all this time, you know? And now that I'm living back home, I barely see my family and like on special occasions or like stuff like that, but we don't like hang out.
And it kept me out of the, like the drama. Like,
yeah,
I didn't want to be involved in all the drama of
so
everyone.
Much drama.
Yeah. And like you said, you get a lot, like you're like, their second therapist. That retail therapy is real.
It's real.
But yeah, personal family. I was like, so when I would see him, you know, it's valuable time. So you don't have to get absorbed in that.
I know.
Yeah. It's like a courtesy of like, well, I just want to know about what
tell me
been
all
doing.
The good in life.
Yeah, what they've been doing, you know. And yeah, so it's kind of, that is true. Yeah,
I tell Mateo a lot. That. I was like, I like miss having that feeling of when you come back home from not seeing somebody for so long and you're just like, oh my gosh, I missed you. And then you just like want to spend every second with that person, you know? Yeah, but it's now we're home. We're just like, okay, I'll see you next Christmas. Like, it's not a big
and
deal.
Then you get involved. You get so wrapped up in the daily, right?
Yeah, because it's just life.
You got a lot going on. You got to deal with inventory. Yep. Work doesn't stop when the sign goes up.
No. My Instagram posts are constantly like, what am I going to post next?
Yeah. I mean, never. And it's all consuming, really.
Oh, it is.
And
it's
people
so
are like,
consuming.
Oh, they made all this money. I'm like,
no.
I know what it takes to do this. Like, like I was telling you earlier, 15 second. Reel or TikTok or short, whatever.
It's so
I could spend
much.
2 hours putting in, and then you got to get it right.
And then by the time you're done, you've watched it so many times, you're like, I fucking hate this.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't want to put
like,
this.
Is anybody gonna like this?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
Oh my gosh! You know? Yeah,
especially with my type of content, my wife's like,
That's like Mateo with me. I mean, he's like into bodybuilding and stuff. And I'm like, so do you like this dress?
You're
like,
not getting any affirmation, like reassurance. You're
like,
if you think it's
like,
good, it's...
He's always like, oh, wow. No idea.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why I asked. That's why I'm like, thanks for looking.
That's him with his like workout stuff. He's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, uh-huh. And so, yeah.
And so you grew up with a lot of siblings. What was that like?
Yes, I did.
I have 3. I only was raised with 1.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's that like?
I have 8 brothers and 1 sister. So I always say I have 2 moms and 2 dads.
Yeah.
So I got my step parents and then I have like my real parents. And my real parents got divorced when I was really little. So my mom had a baby when she was younger, before she even met my dad. So I had a sister right off the back. So my brother Darren's my only biological, full-blooded brother.
Oh,
like Lena
okay.
is my biological sister.
So
but
not
we're
halves.
Not. Yeah, we're yeah. me and Lena are half, and then me and Darren are full.
That's cool. I don't have any fools.
Really?
Yeah,
at all?
Yeah,
ugh, Darren. And I swear, he just wants to be literally me. he better be watching this and agree to this. No, he's older than me, so everybody's always like, oh, I can totally tell you guys are siblings by your mannerisms. I'm like, oh, he learned it from me.
Yeah, that was me first.
I know. But my dad got married pretty quickly after my mom and him split up. And
so how old were you?
I was two when they split up. And I love my stepmom to death. She's amazing. She's always been like another mom.
So that was shortly after, you said?
Yeah.
So you're still really little.
Yeah, I was 2 years old. So she's been in my life like my whole life. But they started having kids pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dad, I call my stepdad my dad, but he's same.
Yeah.
So, since I was a year old.
I call her my, I made up my own word for her. She's my smom or my smama. Oh. So I just add a little S for the step. But yeah, she's been in my life my whole entire life. And then they had my three little brothers. And then my dad had this.
That's so many kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And it gets crazier. So then my dad had this son. Well, he's not his son. My dad like adopted him kind of when I was little. He was like a teenager at that time, but I grew up like knowing that he was my brother, you know, like that's your brother. So, yeah. I include him in my eight brothers,
but that's so many brothers.
Yeah. And then at 4 years old, my mom got married to my stepdad, Freddie. And, he had three boys and that was Aaron, Cody, and Sean. So that added to the brothers. And then I already had Darren. So altogether, I have eight brothers now and one single sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
One sister, and eight brothers.
And Lena's 9 years older than me, my sister.
Oh.
So
that's a big one.
Yeah, it was a big difference. But now that we're adults, we're besties.
Okay.
Yeah. She comes and stays. She lives
especially
in like,
growing up, there's cultural differences. Yeah. Like you're in different eras of culture.
For sure. Yeah. She definitely hated me when I was little. I remember her being like, of course, she's like 18, and I'm like, oh my gosh, just little tiny little baby, and trying to go in her
teenager
room.
Yet.
Yeah, like trying to go in her dark purple room, and she'd just be like, get out.
Purple
you know?
Room?
Oh,
that's
it was
cool.
Dark purple. Like, my mom really let us express ourselves.
That's cool.
With any color we wanted.
I had a lime green trim boards.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I had a lime green curtains, and Cody would call it my Easter egg room because I had lime green curtains.
That's cool.
And then a purple, pink, blue, and it was crazy. It was a lot.
Purple, pink, and blue with lime green?
You really guys really express yourself. My mama said, here you go, express yourself. But
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have eight brothers and one sister, which honestly I love so much. I could not imagine being an only child. And you grew up like pretty much an only child?
Well, I had my sister, we're a year and a half apart, so.
Okay, that's not bad.
I had my sister the whole, yeah.
Yeah, that's like Darren. I think he's 19 months older than me, something like that.
Yeah, it's about like that. Like right now, you're apart.
Yeah.
And then my birthday's in February. Same day, actually. Different fathers.
Same day?
Same day. Not the month, same day.
Okay,
so the 27th is both of our birthdays.
That's
just
so
one
crazy.
Is December and I'm in February.
February.
And then my mom and stepdad are both the 15th.
Oh,
how
wow.
Fucking weird is
that's
that?
So
and then
crazy.
It's like a coincidence, but then you have children and you guys create a second child with new blood on the same date.
That's so crazy.
What are the odds? You got
that's
31
very crazy.
Of them and you picked
the same.
They were
really counting down, said, 9 months from now.
Yeah, I almost had shared a birthday with my great grandma by 2 hours.
Oh,
I missed
that's
it.
So
2 hours.
Crazy.
2 hours.
Was she alive when you were born?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that would have been so special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was cool. She died when I was like probably a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
Did
maybe
you do you have like grandparents? Like
oh, so we have a lot. I have
really?
I have personally my daughter has an incredible amount, like over 10. She still has her great great.
Uh-huh.
She has a great great. She has three great greats, actually. Two grandpas. No. So yeah, great great. So fourth. Yeah, so she has two grandpas and a grandma, and the grandma's 103 on the 31st or on the first.
What?
Yeah.
What is she eating a day?
I know.
Excuse me?
She looks like she's 80. Like
she's been
she
using
great.
That moisturizer.
Oh. Those she's Sicilian, right from right from Sicily. Like
that
she
is so
her name's
crazy.
In the book on
what
Ellis Island.
Name?
I don't know.
You can't remember.
I've never met her.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She lives in the middle of Nebraska. And it's,
ain't nobody going to Nebraska.
We're going to go up to Minnesota and visit and then just drive down. It's so expensive because no one goes.
Yeah. Is she on your side of the family then or Alexa's?
Alexa's
side.
So all my family's here.
Okay. Oh,
obviously my biological dad. That's a lie. Half my family's in Florida. Half my family's in Florida, here. Yeah. But, and then, my dad was born in the Bahamas. So I have a whole nother sect of family in the Bahamas. And they're like, they were pirates. They went to war with Queen Elizabeth. Like they got her to concede and sign away like the island to them.
That is so crazy. Yeah.
Colonial shit.
That's so crazy. Me and Mateo have recently been like, because I saw that pirates are coming back. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. And like people don't think about it. I mean, it's not what you're thinking of, like swords and stuff. But we were recently talking about pirates.
Machine guns and shit. I know. Rocket launchers.
And then last night we were like, let's watch some Scooby-Doo. Oh. And we put on Scooby-Doo and it was a pirates one. And I was like, why are pirates in my life right now? Like, I'm consistently thinking about pirates.
Manifesting
what's going on?
Pirates.
I know. I'm going to turn into a pirate. That's my next job.
Yeah. That was a wild, wild thing to learn. I just learned that. Last 10 years, yeah.
That is so sick. Yeah, it's so crazy. Cool to, like, learn that kind of stuff about your family.
Well, and then, like, the way it works is, like, it's still, like, colonial shit. Like, I'm the first blood, so that'll be my part of the island. I'll inherit that, regardless of being a citizen or whatever, mm-hmm. but first blood. So my uncle's, he inherited it, uh-huh. and then it'll go to my dad, and then it'll be mine. And I was like, wait, what? Wait.
So how does that work? Do they just do you want this or do you not? Sign your rights away if you don't live there or something?
No, so you just get it. You just inherit it, sign the deed just like a normal inheritance.
Wow.
And then I have a lot of family out there on different islands, but this one's on Long Island, and it's 90 miles long, 4 miles wide. So on the house, our house, it's two stories with a wraparound balcony, and you can see the ocean on both sides.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has your close family that you are close with been there?
Yeah. So my dad goes.
Because your uncle owns it right now?
Yeah. So he doesn't go that often. It's just the way it worked. Like, so that family out there still manages, takes care of everything. It's just his.
Okay.
So it's not even something that you would ever like sell or anything.
Does your uncle not have any kids?
No.
Oh, so that's what happens.
He's like a 6-year-old bachelor almost.
Wow. Yeah. So it'll go to your dad. And then when your dad passes, you're the firstborn because of that. You're the firstborn. So it'll go to you.
Yep.
And then it'll go to Felicity.
I have a brother. It's only males. It's straight up like.
Excuse me?
Yeah. No, it's like colonial shit.
Yeah. Gosh, that's crazy.
Marry off your daughter type of era. Yeah. Sorry, I missed that part.
Woman firstborn empowerment.
Firstborn male.
Yeah. Wow. So if you passed away owning it, your brother would just have it. But if you had a son,
would it go
to your son?
Probably.
Instead of your brother?
I don't know. It's interesting. I think it probably would, maybe, because the only reason
it would go to your offspring.
Yeah, so it went to, exactly. So it went to my uncle because he was firstborn.
Yeah,
so now
if he
had
kids,
children,
then it would go to his firstborn.
It's just getting to the second because it's just like straight up like being a king. Yeah. Like, right? The secondborn never gets it. That's why they murder the firstborn.
Uh-huh. You better be telling Alexa. Girl, we got to get on it. So we want to keep it in the family.
So COVID hit. I had the money to go. And COVID hit, I was like, fuck. And they didn't open up that border for a while. Ugh. And a couple, like 22, I think, without a vaccine. And so they might still require it. I don't know. But so that's a plan to take them out there. It's been 10 years, 2013.
Wow, that's crazy.
I guess almost 11 now.
That's
June.
So crazy.
Yeah.
But you'll eventually inherit that house, the property, everything.
And so I can get my dad's a dual citizen, so I can become a dual citizen. So you can't unless you were born there. But if your father or mother, if one of your parents was born there, now you can. So now they're citizens of the Bahamas.
So your dad
was
born there. So then you can get, it would be dual citizenship?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
So I can also get the lawyer, do the thing. Mm-hmm. couple thousand.
And then is that something you renew consistently to like stay a citizen?
No. Once you got, you know, it's like getting a social. You got you have to renew your passport. Crazy. But then you do that during hurricane. It's fucked up. But during hurricane season, if there's a lot of turmoil and destruction, it really subs America. It's still a province of America.
Yeah.
So it's like Puerto Rico. It's not America, but it's a province.
But it's,
And so they have their own currency, but it's straight across, and you'll get a huge subsidy from America on lumber and material. How so that's when you go build a new house and stuff. Yeah. And then that, when Irma hit, I was in Florida for that. That was wild. It took my bedroom out that I was staying in when I went there. Not my bedroom, but the room I was in when I stayed there, there was just a hole in the
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And they were in the house, downstairs, under the stairwell, hiding. I'm like, fuck.
Was it like a bunker type thing?
No, just second story stair, just under the stairs to the second floor. Crazy. I know. And
was your room second story?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is on the top in the corner. And because they're on a little like hill and it's only 4 miles wide.
Yeah.
It just, that was like a beacon, like having a lighthouse. And that was at
your dad's house?
Yeah. 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 And I'm not sure, like I said, that's, it's ours by blood and right.
Mm-hmm.
But we have family that lived there. Okay. So that's not the island. It's like, you know, if you're from Red Bluff, you moved to Redding for work. You know what I mean? So they all moved to the Big Island, essentially. Nassau is the Big Island, the resorts and commercial island. But our family's from this little island.
Little tiny baby one.
Yeah. And so it's so small. They're like, my sister asked for a chicken sandwich. Like, we don't get chicken till Wednesday. It'll be on the boat. I was like, whoa.
That is so Where are funny.
We? But we had the NBA Finals.
My gosh. I know.
So we're in the middle. I got lost in the Bahamas. Okay. So I've never traveled internationally. Just out of high school.
It was your first time.
Yeah. Right out of high school. Just graduated like 2 weeks
before. But in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, I'm hot shit. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And so... Yep, and you can drink at 18. And,
oh, really? You really and thought so, you were hot shit.
Yeah. And I was it's a week out of high school, and I go down there, and they're like so on a different time. Like, time doesn't exist in the islands.
That's
and
crazy.
And so I get down there to Nassau, and I got to connect to this other one on a little grasshopper plane, just a little quad, like this tiny little four-seater. And I think it held 20 people, maybe 30.
That was the same thing with Kansas.
Really?
To get to where we lived, it was a tiny little plane.
Or like an 8-hour drive. And you're just like,
oh my God, we're going to die.
Yeah. So I tried to sleep. So I was like, I'm just going to.
Yeah, you try as it's like shaking and rumbling.
They're like, hey, instead of a 2-hour layover, we have this plane leaving. Do you want to hop on it? It's going to the same place. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, okay.
Of course.
So they print me out a new ticket. Security, what security?
Yeah, exactly. And it was like what going security?
Back to the 90s, oh pre 9/11, and which I don't know what that was like. I was barely, I was 5 years old.
Just a baby.
Yeah. But I've heard it was nice.
Yeah.
You have freedom. So you get down there and they put me on a plane, and you know, it'll tell you, like, it just said Nassau to Long Island. Well, there was a connecting flight, and the time was the same. So it was 1 hour and a half Nassau, Long Island, and then the new one was hour and a half Nassau to Long Island. Just a different time.
Okay.
I was like, okay, just Perfect. Switch. And they didn't say, oh, it connects. And so
stay on the plane.
We end up, they didn't say that. And then when I got there, so I wake up, I'm like, okay. And they didn't say, like, those continuing on, please stay.
Because it's such a tiny plane. They're like, these people Bahamian, should know where they're going.
Yeah, they think everyone's probably an islander. And
that's so
I'm like, what? So I get off and my bags never come. And I thought San Salvador was just the name of the airport. Right? I'm like, oh, that must be the airport name.
No.
So I'm like, oh, can you call the other airport?
Yeah. They're are like, they there?
They don't have a line that goes outside the fucking island.
Oh.
I'm like, wait.
My God.
You guys are all airlines and you can't talk
connect
to the
other ones
island?
That I just came from?
Nope.
What?
They can't. So I had to use roaming hours and shit.
Oh,
I mean,
my
like,
God. Were you able to get on a flight that night?
No. So oh, they're no. like, we don't have another plane coming for 3 days.
3 days? And because technically it was your bad, yeah. they probably didn't have to pay for your hotel, right?
Well, luckily, we have people in high power.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We are founding members of this these islands.
That's so
crazy. So my dad
crazy.
Makes a couple calls, gets a hold of people in D.C., and next thing you know, they got me all figured out, and I got a plane coming in 3 days to get me there. So my bags show up. My bag. Yeah. So and I'm like,
what do I do for 3 days?
The phone. Now, I knew we were going like backwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I can't call the airport.
Airport? Yeah.
They are the airport, yeah. and they can't call the airport that connected from their airport.
Or
their flight connects from San Salvador to Long Island, and they can't tell them, like, hey, the plane's yeah. on its way. What?
That's so
and
crazy.
And so I get there. I stay at this place called Club Med, and it's like a resort. It's like they're around the world.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm not an adult.
Yeah,
I don't know what they are.
Like, okay.
But it would be like a timeshare type deal
okay.
in Mexico or whatever.
Okay.
And so I get there. It's 80 a night. That ain't shit. And it's yeah. direct currency, right?
Uh-huh.
There's no exchange. It's just same
That's
value.
Awesome.
So I'm like, oh, what am I getting for 80 a night? Like,
yeah.
I at least hope they have a fucking TV.
Yeah.
Something. And I was really just praying for an air conditioner.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I got there as a full all-inclusive resort, snorkeling, all included.
What?
I got the, and then
you
they felt
lived
bad.
Your best life
yeah.
for 3 days.
This is the best mistake I ever made in my life.
Then I hope I make that mistake one day.
They all felt bad for me, and it was French week. And so
what is French week?
They have weeks. So they have people that are, a lot of Canadians work there, bilingual.
Oh.
And so they have French week. They'll bring in people, they'll make sure all their staff speaks French. And then, so
wow.
I can't talk to anybody, right?
That's
I can only
so
talk to the people
crazy.
That work there
yeah.
because they all speak French.
That
and
is
so
crazy.
Yeah, that was cool. And they switched weeks. So then they have like America and Britain and, you know, they'd switch.
Probably when you're booking, they're like, make sure you book on this
yeah,
time
well,
if
they'd
you speak
only,
this language.
They'd only have, yeah, you'd probably have to select your language and it'd give you select
the
dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was wild. And then the airport in Nassau, speaking of pirates,
uh-huh.
they leave the lights off. So unless they have a plane coming in, they shut all the runway lights off.
So
and
it's
then
a
as they're
super
coming
tiny
down,
airport, so they don't have consistent planes coming in.
Yeah. Like
okay.
I said, every... The next
yeah.
one is 3 days.
Yeah.
And so, and it's not a tourist island. It's a local
yeah.
island. And I had an aunt and uncle that were 95 that lived there the whole
oh
life
my gosh.
On that island. And
that is so crazy.
So I get there and I'm like, that's weird. They pirates will come in planes. And if the lights are on, they can find the runway.
Oh my
and so they
gosh.
Shut them off. As soon as the plane lands, shut them off.
There's
and
air pirates.
So they're. Yeah, so they're
oh
calling. They're like, all right, we're about to land. And they'll turn the runway on, and then they shut it off.
Then you're like, oh, no, I was wrong.
And then we get ready to leave, and I got to catch my flight. My dad's like, oh, we got to get there like 3.5 hours early. I'm like,
for
dude, they shut the runway
airport.
Off. They're like, they might just leave. They did. We left 1.5 hours early. They're like,
nobody was there.
I think we got enough people. They just took
oh,
off.
Oh, my
they're
gosh.
Like, the plane looks full enough. And we just left 1.5 hours
what?
Early.
What? Yeah. So you guys were stuck there again?
No. This went smooth, but I was just amazed. That's why we got there so early. I was just like,
just
I didn't
case.
Believe him.
Oh,
I
no.
was like,
who would?
Leaves early.
Yeah, okay.
What plane has ever left early?
Uh-huh.
Always late,
late.
You know, no
yeah.
one's leaving or right on time. Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't leave early.
Yeah.
Or if you do, it's 10 minutes. You don't check in early.
Especially for a
like,
tiny airport that
wow.
you don't have security to go through.
Yeah, it's like going to Red Bluff.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's like going to Red Bluff. I'm like, why would you show up early?
No.
You're just going to walk
There's
in,
no reason
get
for
your.
That.
Yeah, they didn't even have security at this
yeah.
airport. So yeah, I learned a
wow,
lot.
Wow, that is
that
so
was very crazy.
Crazy.
Experience.
My only experience of like, I recently went to Cancun this last July. Mateo's
cool.
parents surprised us and took us on a family vacation.
Wow,
which is so crazy. That she, his mom was like, either you can have Christmas presents for the next 5 years, or we can take you on a family vacation to Cancun.
That's a good deal.
And I was like. take me to Cancun. And guess what? She still got me a Christmas present. Oh,
that's awesome.
His little brothers that's was cool. like, we thought they weren't getting gifts. And I was like, shh, don't bring it He's up. Like,
I didn't get any gifts.
Yeah, I'm like, no. But yeah, we went to Cancun. It was amazing. But like you said, when we got there, it's so humid. We were in a resort.
The
floor is disgusting also. But the first day we were there, perfect. Everything went super smooth. Second day, we went during tsunami season?
Hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, Mexico, probably tsunamis.
I don't know which one, but
yeah. I don't know. Either way, they're
shut
not
off
good.
All of their power, all of their AC. So we were there for.
So you were without.
And then we were there for I think 10 days.
Dude, being in the
room. And we didn't have AC at all. And their pools, the whole trip. It was so disgusting. I made Mateo sleep in a separate bed than me.
Disgusting. And you're not sleeping with any sheets or
nothing. You're just dying and just drenched in sweat. And
how do you did you even sleep?
Oh my god, no. At one point we just went outside and slept and tried to sleep in the chairs.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because it was just so hot. And they were like shutting down their pools at like 8 o'clock at night, like, no one's allowed to be out because they don't have lifeguards. And I'm like, no, we have no AC.
I'll sign a liability waver, dude. Like
seriously.
I'm here on a resort. I want to go swimming at midnight.
And it was so hot. Like, oh my gosh. But we did so many cool, amazing things like while we were there. And that was my first time like ever using a passport or anything like that. And so it was just so amazing to me. But we also, while we were there, his mom got this great idea to take us swimming with sharks.
Whoa.
And not in like a cage.
Right.
It's like really? Get on this tiny boat. You go for like an hour and a half into the ocean and they're like, I see all these other boats. So
we'll go there.
There must be sharks. And then they're like, okay, throw you in. And then you're just like, where's the shark? And they dunk your head under.
So you're not allowed to get in a pool after 8, but we're going to feed you to the sharks.
Feed you to the sharks. It's fine.
And hold you down.
But the whole time we were there, like on the boat, it was this tiny little boat. It started, the weather was changing and they were like.
When was this? What month?
This was July.
Oh, dude.
So they were like speaking over the radio. You can't understand anything they're saying, you know? And I'm just like, oh. And Mateo's mom gets so sick. She's like puking her guts out. Then from seasickness.
Oh, then, on the water.
Yeah, because we're in this tiny little boat. And we're with this other family. The whole other family starts puking, all of them. And then
it's really that. So the water's
so choppy. And it looked like clouds were coming in. The water was getting more choppy and stuff. So by the time we got
to the sharks, are we supposed to be out here?
And so by the time we get to the spot where we're supposed to jump in with the sharks, Mateo and his little brother Ryan were the only ones who had not puked their guts out the whole way. I was so sick. Mateo's mom was sick. Like everybody was just so sick. And we even had these little patches you put on like your ear, like behind your ear. That's supposed to make you. Yeah. It's supposed to like, you're not supposed to get nauseous or something.
Wow.
Did not work. So in the end, I think Mateo ended up swimming with the sharks, his little brother, Ryan. And then even though his dad was throwing up and his other little brother, they still jumped in because like, when other chance are you going to get?
Well, you might feel better in the water.
Honestly, yeah, because I was fine up until we stopped moving.
Oh, and then
it was just so bad. And that's when I started and I was like, I cannot, I'm literally dying.
I think I'm probably immune to that.
Really?
I've never been out the deep sea like that. We did something like that in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Actually with sharks.
Uh-huh.
But, I'll tell you about that, but I grew up on a houseboat.
Oh, so,
and we had a little one.
Yeah, and see, so I've never really lot of waves. Been on a boat before. Yeah.
And then you're sleeping in the boat. Yeah, rock, you know.
Well, after we got, they ended up leaving early because half of us couldn't even swim because we were puking so much. So we were.
They
supposed
just got
to,
their money, uh-huh. dude. They're like.
But then they're supposed to take you to this like exclusive island, like a little farther out.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to have this nice lunch and like enjoy yourself on the beach for like a couple hours. Then you get back on the boat and go. But everyone is just like puking their guts out, and so they were like, "We're just gonna take you guys back." The guy literally, the guy like the fisherman.
They should have been like, "This is not the seat," but they need that money. They get that check.
The fisherman has this like sandwich and he's like, does anybody want to split this sandwich with me? Mateo does. He goes, I'll
he's
take
like,
it.
Yeah, I got a stomach.
Mateo's over there eating this man's lunch. But as we're going back, it starts pouring rain and everything. And we finally get
back. So you're getting rain.
Yeah. And we finally get back. And
did it feel good though? Because the humidity?
Oh, yeah. And
it brings the temp down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure I got sun poisoning from this trip. I still have scars all over my leg. It's insane. Like,
blister?
It didn't blister. It turned into like bruises. Whoa. And it looks like I have bruises all over my leg, but I've had it since July. Wow. Don't worry. My in-laws are like nurses and EMT, so I should be fine. They looked at it. But we get in the car and our tour guide is on the phone. He's like, oh no. And stuff. And we're like, what happened? And he's like, good thing we didn't go to that island because all those other boats that were out there went to the island and they're stuck out there. And we don't know for how long because the storm that just came in. And we were like, no. And that's the storm that took out our AC for the whole week.
Yeah, good thing we weren't out there.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, he's like, well, you guys, I don't know where you would have stayed. Like, yeah. So that was crazy.
If it doesn't get any worse.
Yeah, so it's good. We were all just like puking our guts out. It was fun.
Good thing you puked. Yeah. I mean, I never wished for sickness. Yeah,
but it hit us good.
We did nurse sharks. Very slow.
Yeah,
very,
I can't even remember what kind of sharks.
They'll still get you, but they're very docile.
They'll just like a little nibble. A little nibble, not the full arm.
So you know what they say, right? Like sharks have to keep moving.
Oh, yes.
So these sharks sleep. Oh. So I was always told sharks don't sleep. They catch on low tide, they catch the reef. So on low tide, they sit right in the tide. And the water moves for them. So they don't have to move.
That
and
would
so
be me as a shark. The most lazy shark. That would
like
be me.
10 sharks. And they're black, real black. And there's some were big. So we wrestled one up to the they're sleeping. So we went. He was like, no, do it. I made my little sister do it first. Uh-huh. I was like,
you go do it. You
he
do
did it
first.
With her. And he did it with her. And then I was like, okay. And
I can do
slimy.
It if you can
so
do it.
So they just pulled him up. We didn't like beach him. We just pulled him up and then let him back. Uh-huh. They're slimy and like.
That's so crazy.
And then there was, and it was not like an hour, but we had to catch, to leave right now, right? Like uh-huh. right now.
Oh, literally, it's a time.
Otherwise. The tide, you'll fucking, run aground.
So
you'll run aground because of the tide. So you have to hit these canals that are in the ocean.
This is in the Bahamas?
Yeah, hit these canals because the water is not deep.
Yeah.
It's all Caribbean. It's the,
insane.
So you have to hit these canals and only he knows because he's the guide. He's the fisherman
of
that island. So he's
like the back of his hand.
Yeah, he could write a map. No, he could really write a map. And so we're out there. And he takes us out there. So he prepared this bowl of like vegetables and just like a salad mix with nothing, just that. And I was like, conch, the shell that you hear, the pink one that can hear the ocean, right? That's what you eat in the Bahamas. And so it's maybe it's not very deep and 8 feet at the most. So you can see it.
Oh, so we
go out conch fishing, and he brought the salad. So I went and got my own conch. He had a hammer. Yeah, in the salad. So he had a hammer, and he cracked
crazy.
The spiral tip. You crack that, you pull them out.
Wow.
And chopped it up, diced it,
that
put it in the
insane.
Salad. And we ate what we caught right
What's
there.
What's up with our fishermen giving us weird crap on the freaking boat?
I thought it was,
go catch your fish.
It was good, but yeah, it was weird. And then at the bar, I told you where we'd watch. It's literally a bar with a little pier out in the water. And
this is on the island that your family is like from.
The actual, Long Island, the one where we're from. And he has a little rock reef where the conch come in, can't get out. And it's they come in at the tide. And so it kind of catches them for me.
That is so sick.
And then we at my aunt and uncle's house, they had a low tide card table in the water cemented into the ocean. Yeah, with an umbrella.
Wow.
Just a folding, the white chair.
I just want to live that life.
The white chair card table. Yeah. Yeah.
Just in the ocean. Like, it's fine. It's concreted in. And I'll see it tomorrow.
It's like, that's so smart. So you're just sitting out there drinking beer, smoking cigars in the water.
That's so crazy.
And the table's dry.
And is it, always hot? Like, when I was in Cancun, the water was always warm.
Yeah.
It's, always warm.
Yep. As soon as you said pool, I was like, that didn't help.
Nope. But that's literally, I just wanted to be wet.
Getting into, it's like right after you turn the hot tub off.
Yes.
It's just so fucking hot.
It's so hot.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that was the coolest trip I've been on.
That's cool. That
and
is
it was
cool.
like recent, so
it's very fresh.
Yeah, and then we went to like cenotes, mm-hmm. and they're like underground rivers and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like cave diving, but like not extreme cave diving. Okay. You know, like you had to wear like hard hats and like you had
spelunking.
Yeah,
whoa.
And like you had
that's kind of hardcore.
The caves are like pitch black, and you have little flashlights on. And then
not hardcore cave diving.
I mean, I'm not like. Deep diving. I mean, there was some stuff you like yeah, had you to climb like, up, and then you had yeah. to like jump off this cliff, and hopefully it wasn't like a cliff, but it was like for me, it was a cliff. I'm like 4'10". Okay, it was a cliff, yeah. and so you're just like, oh, I hope like there's no like giant sharks in here, you
really?
Know? But yeah. there's like, of course, it's all freshwater. It's not yeah. like actual sharks, but like it's so deep. It's hundreds and hundreds of feet below you, and you're like shining this flashlight,
wow.
and it's crystal clear. You know, and it's just beautiful. And but everything around you is pitch black except for this.
Was this on the east side? Cancun's on the east, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
On the
Honestly,
Gulf.
I'm really bad. So.
I think it's towards the
yes.
Gulf.
Yes, it is.
It's so funny you're saying this. Like, there's a lot of very similar things with the Bahamas. Like, they have a place called, well, actually, my family owns one of the caves.
Excuse
like,
me, why are we not there right now? Why are we it's not on, in a cave right now doing
it's
this?
It's like the largest cave out there, and it's
what?
On private. It's either they
How
either
crazy.
Own it or
some
one of their
kind
friends
of,
own it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's how many Ugh. People there. But
Honestly,
it's on
that
private
was the coolest
land.
Thing ever was the cave diving and like the doing the cenotes. Yeah. And like what they were meant for was back in the day, the Mayans,
mm-hmm.
when you like. They wanted to kill you off, they would just throw you into a cenote.
Whoa.
And so there's like bones and stuff in there and
Creepy.
From thousands of years ago.
Creepy.
And there's like Mayan temple still around over there.
That's so
and
fucking cool.
Yeah, so they would just throw their people in there and they would either drown or starve to death and die.
Right.
You know, so eventually they died. But you're just like in this water, just like people have died in here.
So I was yeah. They had this thing, it's called a blue hole. And it's an underwater cave.
That's so sick.
They never found the bottom. They have a measured depth. Like, if you Google it, it'll have a bottom.
It's but, called the Blue Pole.
Dean's Blue Hole.
Oh, Blue Hole.
Yeah, so there is a recorded depth, but
okay.
it's not accurate.
They haven't even reached it.
That's where you
it.
Die.
Oh, my God.
That's where people die. That's how far they got without dying.
They're like, it's fine.
Yeah, so there's
Just
people.
Like, don't go beyond
And they
this
don't
pass.
Recover the bodies. So there's people
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
They know it's deeper. You just.
They just can't.
It's like 500 feet from where they're like, Ugh. That's the measure. It's like almost 600, I think.
Well, in one of them, I was dumb and I was like, I love capturing every single moment of my life. And I'm like this girl that has like barely left Red Bluff and has only been to certain places. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna vlog everything on my phone. So I put it in this little pouch and I'm like swimming with this pouch and my phone falls. And luckily, I was able to get my phone and
you
everything.
Found it?
Yes, we did find it. But my phone was wrecked. And we were there for 10 days. So I didn't have a phone for like half the trip. So like that kind of sucked. I came home and we took it into Verizon. They're like, oh, what'd you do to it? And I was like, just spilled some water on it. Just we didn't drop it into a cenote, an underground cave.
Yeah, and like, then had to go spelunk for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely didn't do that.
So I guess they have found it. So I
oh,
guess
wow.
Probably with sonar or whatever there. So 665 feet.
Jeez.
What is that in the middle?
I know, that's what I'm like. That doesn't.
That looks like
man-made.
A gas port to the, like a volcanic.
Somebody like opened up a
well,
whole
so this
portal.
Is what it looks like.
That's literally, it's
yeah,
so blue.
So that's why. So there's these rocks.
Ugh.
So you jump off that and
yeah.
it's anywhere from 15 to 50 feet.
Oh,
and it's, and it's called a K. A K is something surrounded by three sides.
Okay.
And so this blue hole. You're looking at these fucking building-sized boulders, and it's so clear,
oh.
you think you're going to land on them. So I had to do the little one first.
Uh-huh.
I didn't trust
yeah.
the water.
Oh, no.
I was like, that thing looks like it's right there.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't.
It's because it's so clear.
It was 100 plus feet. It was so
That's
fucking far.
So crazy.
It was so far.
But when
far.
You jump from that high up, doesn't it feel like your body's going hundreds of feet down?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
then you're just like, I just got to get back to the top. Just got to get back to the top.
But the thing is, it feels that way, but my... When I think about it right now, like my ears never get pressurized.
Yeah.
Like we're not that.
Yeah.
But it does. Like
we'll
panic
float
sets
right
in as
up.
Soon as
uh-huh.
you.
You're like, yeah. oh my God.
Especially yeah. with those rocks.
Oh,
so
oh my God. My whole thing yeah. was like, I've never even seen Meg.
So
movie,
you went down but, that hole.
Yeah, we went fully into the
wow.
cavern.
We just swam know. In it. We didn't dive.
Yeah, we did all of this. That's and cool. The whole time I was just like, Meg's going to come out and eat me. Like this giant shark that no one even knows about. They're going to be blind. And they yep. just like somehow survived. And
Jason
this
really Stamath deep- is yeah. coming in.
And I was just like, oh my God, the whole time. Yep. But it was, those were like the best part of the whole trip. Man, 100%.
You're
and we
me
did,
do
we did
diving.
Like over like 10 of them. Wow. Like so many different
so
ones.
So it kind of became the thing. Yeah. That you were like, we're doing this.
Me and Mateo were just obsessed with it.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was super sick. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Cancun was fun. His family's going to Italy now. So in June. And I'm like, don't you guys love me? Don't
yeah,
you want
yeah,
me to
like,
go? Like,
yeah, for the next 10 years.
Maybe.
You don't need to get
yeah.
me.
That's literally, I was like, I have birthdays.
5 more years?
I don't need birthday presents. Yeah. Like, take me to Italy. Like,
oh, I think there was a show where you sold. Years of your life for like well-being.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Yeah.
So
that's
you'd have
so
to serve,
crazy.
You'd have to give them 20 years of like running on a treadmill.
Oh,
or,
I saw
yeah,
that.
I don't know
yeah.
what it's called, but yeah, that's funny.
That is so like, crazy.
Giving your life for some more rewards.
Listen, Italy's worth it.
Oh, yeah. I want to travel. I want to go. I wanted to backpack across Europe, and then I got into motorcycles
so
as
cool.
I got older. In 19, I got my first one, and then I was like, dude, I want to go ride a motorcycle across
yeah.
Europe. That'd be way cooler in the countryside and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one day, probably
when you retire, because like, now yeah. you're married and you have a kid.
Kids, dude.
Yeah. Kids change up your life. Mateo mm-hmm. and I have been married.
How long?
5 years.
Wow.
I got married in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So me and Mateo
What was
have,
that like as
that
far
was
as like
crazy.
The
like
family
I look back,
and the way people
Yeah,
like,
my little brother
the approval or...
Wade is 19, but when he was 18 and a senior, like mm-hmm. I view him as like a baby. I'm like, oh
right.
my little boy, you know? And I'm like, I was
like, stop talking to me.
And
like
I'm like,
that.
I was married at your age. Like what?
That's why.
Yeah. So me and Mateo met when I was
That's so cool.
Super little. We went to church together.
Okay.
And we grew up together. He was my brother's best friend. Like it was like literally a little rom com. But yeah, at 14, I was like, oh, this kid's kind of cute, you know, like he was getting more mature. And he's 16, you know, at that time. So I'm like, oh, an
good,
older man.
Good space.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, somehow he liked me, a little 14-year-old. And my mom was very against it. She was like,
really?
You don't need no boys.
Someone approved it, though.
My dad thought my mom had approved it. They're
oh,
divorced.
You're sneaky.
So then my dad.
Oh, so you don't have to like, they're not in the same house.
No.
You can really pull this yeah. shit.
But I didn't even have to. My dad literally, Mateo, because him and Darren are friends.
Okay.
Mateo would go over to my dad's house and spend the night. Mateo would go to my mom's house and spend the night. You know, like everybody's house he was spending the night at mm-hmm. with Darren. And my dad had found out Mateo had asked me to be his Valentine. Like, not dating. It was just very, like, oh, cutesy. Like, will you be my Valentine? You mm-hmm. know? And my dad heard that. And so he's like, oh, they're dating. And so my dad sits us down. Well, first he made before I showed up.
So this
up.
Is, like, the first sit-down talk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
I'm, like, 14 years old, scared shitless because my father's like, you've been dating this boy behind my back. And I'm like, I didn't date anybody.
I remember
just went,
being that
oh my gosh.
Boy, that kid.
Yeah.
And I've sat down. I think I sat down
and
with
And your heart's
two,
just like,
oh, my
you're
God.
You're like, I'm going to
pass
out.
He's like, what are your intentions?
Yes.
And a 16-year-old boy has one intention.
They're like, nothing you need like, to know about.
Kiss
and, we're like,
and play with tits.
Literally,
and
yeah. then my family is so religious.
You're
like,
I just want to so love her forever.
I just want to hold her hands and watch her grow into the woman she's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. You're like,
straight
I just,
up.
I can see a future.
Yes, yes.
I don't even and know so, what I want to do
and
with
I'm
my
like
life.
I'm 14. I've never even had a boyfriend before. I'm just like, what the heck is going on right now? And I didn't tell my dad about Mateo. Darren freaking opened his loose
oh,
lips.
Fucking
yeah.
brothers.
Freaking brothers, yeah. So before I even showed up, my dad had made Mateo wash his car. And mowed
no
lawn.
Way.
Yeah. And Mateo was supposed to be over at his house, like hanging out, playing games with Darren on the Xbox. But nay, didn't
working.
Happen. He was a working man.
That's a good test, though.
Yeah.
I have a daughter. I need mm-hmm. to remember these
yeah.
things.
Yeah. It really
put him to work.
Him, so.
See if he'll do it.
Yeah.
Free labor. Okay.
Literally. So my dad, I show up and he's like, yeah, so you have my blessing. He's a good kid and all this stuff. And this whole time I'm just like, what? Like, we're not even together. So
no.
before we leave, I remember Mateo going.
So you weren't even like, yeah, at the point
yeah,
where you're
I didn't
like,
know
this
what
is my
was,
boyfriend.
Yeah, we literally had gone on one date that included my mother and my stepdad. Yeah. So
those dates. Those dates. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're too young to be alone.
Yeah, exactly.
With a boy.
And so as we're walking out, he goes, so does this mean I can call you my girlfriend? Never actually.
So
asked
your dad
me
made you guys
made yeah. us date, and my dad wow, still to this crazy. Day thinks that we were dating this whole time. Oh, and I was like, so no, weird. Dad, like you literally,
you just initiated a relationship.
And then I went home and I told my mom, yeah, me and Mateo are dating now. Dad said it was okay. My mom's like, what?
Not only did he say it was okay, he pretty much arranged
yeah,
it.
So we're getting married now.
So but, at what age did you get married?
Yeah. So then, Mateo left when I was 16 to join the military because he's 2 years older than me. So he graduated.
Was that something he always wanted to do?
Yeah. I knew he was going to go into the military.
Is it, I guess, not hereditary, but is it in the family?
Yeah, it was in his family. Yeah. And he went in doing the same thing. His dad was a tanker. So Mateo was like, I want to be a tanker.
Cool.
And so, yeah, Mateo went in. And I honestly,
did his 4 years? Or
yeah, he did 4 years.
Just single
and
enlistment?
He wanted to do more, but when he was in, he actually ended up getting pretty sick on a rotation in Germany. Mm. And he was in the hospital for like 3 months Whoa. In Germany. So when he came back, he just like his health wasn't the same. And it was just like his, even his sergeants could see that like he went from this top notch soldier to like,
I've had that experience in my trade and had to like, quit jobs
sucks.
And
yeah.
be like, don't and, call, like, because we're dispatched through yeah. the hall. To get unemployment, you have to put your name on a uh-huh. list. And
it's like a
if
whole
you're
process.
Not searching for work, but the hall takes care of your yeah. people. So they're like, as long as you're on the list, we're never going to tell, we're never going to deny your unemployment.
Yeah.
Like, he's turned down work. So you just tell him, like, don't call me for
yeah.
I'll call you when I'm ready.
I'll let you know
and
when
I take,
be
like,
back.
I got COVID and then it wasn't, I got over it, you know. Week,
pretty quick.
5 days.
Yeah.
But then some things like over the last.
Just happened.
Yeah. There was like some over the next 6 months, just some weird getting lightheaded on the steel, like in the air.
That's so sketchy.
I was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck's going
that's
on.
That's so
sketchy. And then I think I stressed myself into having back problems.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's
I learned
totally
that's possible.
A psychological
you
problem.
Can anxiety yourself into.
Yes. Oh, my God. Anxiety is so
pain
real.
And then once you, yeah, so I had to take this like 6 months off and just try and figure that
that's
out.
That's so
yeah.
crazy.
And like, just, they, it was the same, it was not me. They came up and was like, essentially like laying me off, but
yeah.
they were like, I think you need
this
to go get
some.
This
would be in your best interest.
You're not healthy. I was
yes.
having to miss work for appointments and stuff.
That's
and just
so
like,
sucks.
Man, I almost, I got like, had to sit down, like
yeah.
get real lightheaded and be like, I can't even work for 30 minutes.
That's crazy.
It became a liability.
Yeah,
so,
at that
yeah.
point.
Mm-hmm.
Mateo's was
really,
more so the aftermath because he got, I think it was like, it was a German hospital. And the, first of all,
you think
the
of
military,
Germans, you think they're probably pretty.
They were in like a very rural
oh.
area. And the military didn't even let me know Mateo was in the hospital. And at this point,
wait,
we were married. Okay, so let me go back. I got engaged at 17. Mateo came home, surprised me, did a whole engagement. It was like,
he's
oh
in the military
gosh.
Already.
Yeah,
straight
he's already
out of
in the military.
School.
And he's like 19 at that point. I'm 17. And then I plan a wedding in 6 months. And I turn 18 right before. So,
so
then
you didn't
I'm,
need the approval or anything.
Yeah, so
oh,
then,
wow.
Which my mom, she...
They would have, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it
but
was,
it's
everybody
just, yeah.
loves Mateo. So, and we grew up together. So it wasn't yeah. like some random kid.
Well, when you start your story off, I got married in high school. You're like, interesting.
Yeah, I know. But it's true. I was
yeah.
literally, we got
you're
married
engaged,
over,
yeah.
we got married over Christmas break,
wow.
Holiday Classic.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was on dance team. I did Holiday Classic and then went and like picked up Mateo from the airport.
I used to do all
and
the
then,
mixing for
yes,
the
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Dance team was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
it
went
was,
did Holiday Classic, my regular like high school experience.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up Mateo from the airport. 2 days later, we're on Christmas break. I get married. I
wow.
go to Kansas for 2 weeks. He ships out for a year,
oh,
and goes
whoa.
To Germany and Poland, and I'm finishing out my senior year of
what
high school.
What was that like?
Oh,
being
dude,
married
it was
with the
crazy.
I do, we've done distance. It's different with a kid.
For sure.
I could do it more. I've done it several times with Alexa
yeah.
and other women, and it's like manageable. It's
yeah.
different when you're married, but man, when I had
tell,
the kids. So what was that like a whole
I
year?
Tell a
I've never
lot
been
people
away
where I feel like
And you're not a plane ride away. Like, yeah, you're
no, I literally cannot go see him. No. Like, he's on a base and doing, like, trainings and, like, patrolling
and
Poland.
And not a lot of time to talk.
Yeah, no, and the when you get there, you have to buy a whole new phone and a whole new service plan. And right, half the time
phone
it doesn't
number,
work.
Area codes.
Yeah, and half the time it doesn't even work.
Where
so
they're at
it was
stuff.
Super normal for me to, like, not hear from him for, like, a week at a time, you know? Oh, and it would be
like,
oh, it was so, honestly, it was, like, so depressing because you think of, like, oh, you get married. It's the happiest time of your life.
And you're still, and, like, young, naive.
Yeah, and I'm literally in high school.
Yeah.
And, oh, like, I remember going to, showing up at dancing practices and Ms. Schultz being like, what's wrong?
Schultz,
and I'd
Schultz,
just be like,
I remember Schultz.
And I'd be, like, crying. And she'd be like, it's okay. Like, it's going to get better. Like, I was such a child, honestly. Yeah. But yeah, I do tell my friends, like, that are in relationships now, like, I think that the distance made us so much stronger.
Yeah,
honestly.
It does.
We
it
had
does.
Less things to fight about.
Yeah. And
we
you're allowed
each other.
To, like, you're you have this, like, different respect for your time.
Exactly.
And also a respect for your space.
Exactly.
You learn to love your space. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I actually need time away from you. Like, just give me a couple of, well, like, right now we're both at home. I had a surgery a month ago.
Oh, really?
On my shoulder. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You wouldn't know. Yeah. I have incredible
know.
Recovery.
That's awesome.
But so I'm down for a while, and that's kind of with picking everything up, and I'm going to take the whole year off. And so I'm down, and we're home a lot. And it's like, okay. And I realize, like, so she's going to work every few days or here and there and then gets to go to the gym, but I can't work out yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not at the gym. I don't
You're
get those
home.
2-3 hours.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wake up to you. You leave.
It's a constant.
Baby, dog, and
it's
now
just,
puppy.
Yeah.
And then
the
you
same
come
routine
home.
Every single
and
day.
And it's like, you baby dog. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't have a me time. And yeah. So I was like, because there's
where
a time
where
she wanted to keep. Go to bed together. And I was like, I need to stay up.
Yeah.
Because I need this 3 hours
Mateo
myself.
Mateo does that to me all the time. And I honestly, for the longest time, I still sometimes, if I'm like really like, oh, why don't you want to go to bed with me? You know, I still get my feelings hurt. But that's so true. There are where you just kind of need your space where you're just like, okay, this is what I need. And for us, I feel like it was a big thing where it totally made us stronger because when he came home, I literally was like counting down the days to see him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like the most
I had a countdown
amazing.
On my phone.
Yeah.
I actually put it, they have countdown apps.
That's literally what I used to. It was like a little picture of us.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The countdown. But yeah, it was really hard. Probably the hardest thing I've like gone
through. You definitely questioned
to
your future. And
yeah.
Like, man.
And I'm like, okay, I'm married, but like I'm not married because he's not here and I'm still living
it
at
feels,
home and
I'm
still in high
really
school.
Really feels single.
Yeah.
Like you're not communicating every day.
Exactly. Like, and so like the whole thing when he went into the hospital, I didn't even know because it's very normal for us to not text each other every day because he could have been out in the field and he didn't have service.
It's
or
crazy
something.
That they wouldn't notify you that your husband is like
how I found out
injured.
Was one of his buddies had messaged me on Instagram that was in Germany with him on this rotation. And he's like, hey, just a heads up, like Mateo's in the hospital. I'm here with him. He's been here for like 3-4 days. He says he loves you. And when he can, he'll message you. And I'm like, what? You know? So I'm like freshly 18. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get a hold of like somebody like you. There's like these military wife groups that you get put in when your husbands leave. So I got put in this group of like these middle-aged women.
Oh, so they actually like have a net, they have a support system. Oh,
and so I messaged this group.
So you're clearly the youngest.
Yeah, and I'm like, what do I do? My husband's in the hospital. No one's notified me. And one lady's like, that's illegal, you know? And
it is, right?
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
Okay.
So they're like calling around trying to figure out who Mateo's higher up is.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, I've only heard, I don't know. I'm so fresh to this. I'm a brand new military wife, you know? And so Mateo finally calls me like the next day and he's like, yeah, I think I'm dying. And I was like, what? And
you get like malaria? Or
yeah, he just was like, I've never felt pain like this in my life before. Like,
pain,
and
not
he
just
has,
sick pain.
Yeah, and he has, he like FaceTimes me and he has IVs in his neck on
what?
Both sides and his arms,
whoa.
Like every single spot. And they did like a fluid test on his back. Like they had to get spinal fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
That's like, serious.
He goes, these big two German guys came in and held me down, and they don't speak English.
I heard it hurts.
They don't speak English at all, so I had no idea what was going on. And he's sharing a room.
They didn't get like translators for the military. Didn't bring a guy in.
So in this whole time, I still haven't heard from any of his higher ups. And Mateo's like in and out because he's on hard drugs because he's in so much pain. Yeah. So I couldn't get a hold of him. So I went online. Or I went onto a Snapchat and located the nearest hospital where his Snapchat location was. I sound like a crazy person, but my husband, I thought
was
dying.
Your husband, yeah.
So, and then I call that hospital. They don't speak any English. So then I hang up. I learn German.
Enough German
say like military, like soldier, army,
name.
Like Mateo's name. And like, I need to speak to him type thing.
Wow.
I eventually got
through.
That's
so crazy.
Yeah. All because this freaking military wouldn't talk to me.
20 years ago, we'd have had to get an encyclopedia.
Yeah. And I'd be like, how do I say
English, German dictionary. You'd have to go buy it at a store.
Yeah. But I got to Mateo's room.
That's awesome.
Got to Mateo's room. He had consistently like his friends there with him. So eventually his friends were just kind of like texting me back and forth, communicating. Finally, one of his higher ups still haven't reached out. Finally, one of the higher ups messaged me a very vague thing saying like the next shipment of soldiers they're going to bring back to the States, Mateo will go back with them.
And so then they only notified you when
he was going to be like
off of the tour.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And so saying that he would be coming home early because of like a health reason.
So they
still weren't really like talking to me much. Mateo's still in the hospital at this point.
Yeah.
So
They're like, we don't know when he's coming. He's been in the hospital for 10 days.
Yeah, and also I'm living in California. I just graduated high school, and I'm supposed to, when he comes home, I'm supposed to already be in Kansas with an apartment set up and everything. So they're not giving me a day of when they're sending him home. They're just like, the next shipment, he'll go with them. So my sister was dating.
And you're 18.
Yeah, I'm 18 years old. Just freaking out. My sister was dating a first sergeant.
That's very strong.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's hard.
Don't worry. It was lots of tears. Lots of tears. It was very stressful.
That's incredible. My sister
was dating a first sergeant. And so I called him and I was like, James, this is what's going on. Like, is this normal? And he's like, what the fuck? You know, and he goes, give me his unit, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I should. Like, this might get Mateo in trouble.
Right,
you know?
You're like, wait, hang on. Where's this going?
Yeah, so I'm like,
this was me venting and trying to get an answer. And
so James figured it out that an hour later, I had his sergeant on the phone talking to me. I'm so sorry, ma'am. This is so, like, unacceptable of how this is being handled, blah, 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 you know.
What do they do to rectify it? Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
And so they still are like, we can't give you an exact date. We don't know. But like, we'll let you know when he's shipping out.
Oh, so you get a flight. You get an 8-hour warning.
Yeah. And I'm driving with my mom to Kansas with all of my shit, Mateo's
shit. Did you call or do anything to try and like get a place in advance? Or are you just showing up and house hunting?
I had already had an apartment lined up for when Mateo was coming back.
Okay, so you kind of had an idea.
I had an idea, but they called me.
But like, you probably had it like scheduled
for a certain time.
Yeah.
So they call me and they're like, he's shipping out in 2 hours. He will be there at this date, blah,
You're
blah,
still
blah.
On the road.
And I'm in Red Bluff. They haven't even notified me. So I'm in Red Bluff, just like living my life. I'm on summer vacation, you know?
Yeah, 2 hours.
So I was like, oh my God. So,
That's actually a 29-hour trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did that recently.
Mateo was like, it was the worst thing of my life.
So he got there before you.
No. Okay.
You managed.
Just you wait. Okay. So then I pack up my life in one night. My brother Cody, it was the sweetest thing ever. He like comes up to me and he's like, I'm going to miss you so much. And hands me like $100 for cash. And because like for gas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I know you weren't expecting to just like up and leave, you know. So me and my mom get in the car. We drive all the way to Kansas. I talk to my apartments and they're like, yeah, you can just... Like, we'll figure it out. We'll put you in a different apartment
that's
available.
Are these military apartments?
No.
Mateo
didn't want to live on base.
Right.
So I'm talking to civilians.
So this is,
But I'm telling them my sob story. They're really working with me.
Right.
So we get there and we have an apartment. We drove a little Nissan car there and filled it with as much as we possibly could with me and Mateo's stuff.
Yep.
We have no furniture, nothing. I get there. Mateo calls me. oh yeah, I'm not coming home for another 2 weeks.
Whoa, what? He's getting on the plane.
Oh, they changed his flight. So
hey, I'm about to board.
Yeah. And no, now, I'm not. Just kidding. They didn't have enough room. So now I'm not going to be home for another 2 weeks. So then my mom was stuck in Kansas with me for 2 weeks.
Well, at least you got it furnished.
Yeah, it's true. We did. But even my bed, Mateo, our bed.
The amount
now,
of stress like, on ugh. That drive. The amount of stress.
And he's like calling me and he's like,
because he would have beat you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he would have been going like straight to another hospital. Like he was still sick.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would have been like meeting him at the hospital.
And they were going to like put him on a special flight, like with a med.
I don't even know what they were planning. I think they're just talking out their ass trying to save themselves because crap that went down.
What does he think? What did he think?
He honestly doesn't. Like,
did he eat something or?
Well, I think he.
Drink some water
said that
or
he ended up with pancreatitis that leaded to a severe case of like bronchitis. Is that when it's in your lungs, mm-hmm. like liquid is in your lungs?
Yep. It's either that or pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Maybe it was pneumonia. I think it's pneumonia.
That's deadly.
It's pneumonia because it was like really that's extreme. Deadly. And his lungs like to this day are like fucked up.
Really?
So yeah. But that's what they claimed. And then once he got back,
does he
after
get
that
disability
2 weeks,
off of them?
Mateo is a very hard-headed man who does not like to take
you
advantage.
You served your country.
I know.
It's not
and
taking
I've literally
advantage.
Sat him
they
down and like talked to him about
pay
that.
You. Like,
but he just is like, I want to work for my money. I don't want to just be given it.
But you did. You like, literally gave your life. You're not
Dylan,
the same person.
If you want
person.
Us to sit down and talk to him about this,
yeah,
please
I'll put him
do.
On the. I'll give him a headset and say, let's. Yeah,
dude, he would have some crazy stories for
cool.
you. That
be
would
cool.
be so sick. He has so many cool stories from the military. His friends were such doofuses.
There's a movie called Lawless. Have you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
This guy got shot like 10 times.
Oh my
He's
god!
He got his throat slit ear to ear.
From being in the military?
No. Just like a moonshiner, wild, kind of in the Kentucky, maybe in the Appalachian. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
He died of pneumonia, going to take a piss by his frozen pond.
Stop it.
Got out, and that's what killed him.
Ugh, yeah. After all of that.
All these wars, and literally bullet holes, just slit throats.
That is so
and
crazy.
This is back in moonshine, in the prohibition. So you're not getting the
that
medical care
so
we
insane.
Have now.
No.
You know, you're getting stitched up with
that is so crazy.
Alcohol on the wound, you know.
Oh yeah, and that'll be good.
Yeah, here's some pain meds.
If I need to, I'll just cut it off later.
Yeah, take a swig. I'm about to cut you up. I'm like, fuck. And then pneumonia. Yeah, got him.
Get some.
It'll get
time.
The strongest man.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my getting married in high school story up until. But yeah, we just had our 5-year anniversary in December.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So what day?
The 22nd.
Oh, wow. That's 27th.
What? That's so
on my
crazy.
Sister's birthday. I know. But I'll never forget.
That's true. Oh, I text Mateo all the time.
It just happened because it was shotgun too.
Uh-huh.
And the timing and then some flight things because of winter.
Yeah.
Bad idea, right?
Did you Minnesota, guys get married in Florida?
No, we got married right here.
In town?
Kimball Square or at the clock tower. Yeah.
That's
but even
so
that
sweet.
Was supposed to be somewhere else. And then because she got a flight delay, so then it got pushed back a day.
Ugh.
And then there's like, she didn't want an anniversary on her parents' anniversary. And then my dad, and it was like,
okay, fine. It
I was like,
my
so whose
birthday.
Day are we going to steal? Oh, let's steal the one she was born on, not this day of an anniversary, which is just a made up,
oh my
you know,
gosh.
It's like, that's a legal day and this is a birthday. So, okay, whatever you
okay.
want. You're the wife.
Yep.
You do.
Oh, it's always us. It's always our picking for sure. Well, Mateo, in my head, I had this whole thing where I was like, I'm going to have an October wedding in the fall. Like we had a full wedding. It wasn't
because you had time to plan.
Yeah,
you had 6 months.
Yeah.
That's
and then
still really
I was
short.
A waitress and a hostess over at Green Barn. And
okay,
I was saving
yeah.
all my tips. And
that's
I,
a good place.
I paid for pretty much the whole wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, with all of that. And the wedding was absolutely beautiful. And where was I going with this? I can't
I don't
remember.
Know. Doesn't
but,
matter.
Yeah. yeah. The shotgun wedding, we thought we were going to have to just go to the courthouse
right.
and do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I know I'm only going to get married once. Like, it has to be a good wedding.
Oh, God. Don't tell that to Alexa. I told her, I said, look. We'll go renew our vows in
that's
the Bahamas.
That's what I was going to say.
I said, we got an island in the Bahamas. We'll
oh my
go
gosh, and Alexa and a cute little white tight dress. Oh,
I said,
girl.
And then,
she looks so good.
She did black.
Oh,
we did
she
all
did black?
Black? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
black
gives off
black.
That vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Yep. I wanted to wear purple. I like purple.
Yeah. That was Mateo when we went to prom. He was the only guy in a white suit. Yeah. I was so embarrassed. I was like, cool. You're only wearing this because you're not allowed to wear it during our wedding. Mm-hmm. But he got married in his dress blues, which was really nice. So. Yeah,
that's legit.
Yeah. Awesome. Marriage.
Well, I think we made it. We made it to the finish line. And you know what? For the first time, we didn't finish the set. That's a good sign. And for the first time, I didn't have a guest even touch it. You didn't even touch it once. So you got
to
hold it.
I was not going to try to mess this up.
Yep.
This is
you got to show it off. Show it off to the, yep. Listen, she did all this work.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was working with my eyes.
Yeah, we built this platform.
They're performers. They're dancers.
Yeah, look, he's slides.
He's going to like, oh my gosh, he is a dancer. It's a little stage.
I had to build you something.
Yeah. And it represents me because I'm a dancer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, oh my gosh.
I stopped right there on purpose.
You knew. But yeah, so I built this. So hire me.
So many firsts. Pretty much this is a show of many firsts.
Yes. Yep.
First time where I'm in someone else's house or shop.
Boutique. We are in the boutique.
First time I'm in a public place. Second time. First time did all of it myself. And I didn't finish.
Listen, I didn't want to mess it up. I told Mateo I had a lot of anxiety. I've never built Legos.
Well,
I was like, I'm going to let Dylan do his thing. He can pop off.
Yeah, and you did. I was like, I better start building because this is literally
people usually like grab it and start?
I'll make you guys do a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, just have me on assertive. Again because I have more stories. For sure. I could talk for days.
You know, that'll be another first. I've never had repeat guests. I would love to. Yeah.
Bailey, every Friday.
Yeah, this is great. And for the first time, I have to respect all my guests. I love all the stories and I'm fully engaged every time. But for the first time, I was like,
I like this one.
Yeah, we'll just set that aside.
And
yeah.
It's crazy. I'm only 23 and I've had all of these crazy experiences. Oh my God.
Yeah, I relate to that a lot. I did not the same thing at all, but I
but
took
in a way,
the same path.
Yes.
Kind of, like did initiate, you know, did thing, took initiative, did things that shouldn't have been done at my age, you know. I owned a gym at one point in time.
What?
Yeah,
dude,
I had
you
like
Mateo
300 clients. I had
what the heck?
Yeah. And it went from a dying gym of losing people every day, and I turned it around with me and my other business partner. And within 3 months, back to like 300 people.
That is insane. Where was that at?
A little town called, I don't know the name of the actual town, but the town, it was right across, like 2 miles away from a little bitty town with 800 people called Isleton. It's on the River Delta, the Sacramento River.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so you go through Sac. It's, if you take the Sacramento way to get to San Francisco and then goes through Pittsburgh and goes down that way through the Delta.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But
How
and it was
crazy.
The only gym. And so, man, and the connection of like
crazy.
Watching people transform and then watching their attitudes transform, being super insecure and depressed.
Yeah.
And then watching them like grow in little incremental changes. And then they're like, oh, it hurts. And the next thing you know, they're like showing up. And then some people would fade and you had high hopes for and it became a family.
That's how I feel with
this. I'm invested in seeing, and I promised
and
you could
you
do this.
Grow, you know, and they're like, oh, I love this guy. And he's like,
and
totally been there for
Dylan?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ugh,
and it was really
cool. I feel
that
same way with this.
It was really cool. And it was kind of like, I was just there. This was his dream, my welding partner that we traveled together. It was my traveling partner, and it was his dream. So I went to Montana and made crazy money, come back.
That is
and
so
we
awesome.
We bought up this guy's retire. He just happened to retire, bought up all of his equipment for welding, started a little in the garage side business.
Yeah.
And then worked at that gym for free and just start doing it.
Literally, and I still don't pay myself to this day.
Yeah.
And I've been in it at 2 years.
Good.
Now.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And I'm still, every single thing, I just reinvest back into the business.
That's
and
awesome.
That's how it is, you know, small businesses, if you want to see them grow.
Yep. Man, you're really inspiring me. So this town with Legos, there's nowhere to buy them. Walmart.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to get Like,
oh, dude, Legos would be such a freaking hit.
Yeah, and there's weird, like, Walmart doesn't carry some things. And then
recently, one of my friends, she's also into Legos. She was talking to my brother-in-law, and Ryan is, like, 14. And they were like, oh, we just really want to get some Lego sets, but, like, we don't want to go to Walmart. They went all the way to San Francisco.
Yeah,
took a full trip.
That's the closest. I think Sacramento might have a Lego store, or it's, I don't even know.
I think the Sacramento one closed,
San Francisco, then.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's another store called Bricks and Minifigs.
Uh-huh.
That's, like, a secondary market of used Lego and stuff. It's kind of like a GameStop for Lego. As a storefront, they have those same things online, but this is a brick and mortar.
Where you can actually go and
brick and mortar storefront.
And play with it. And,
to the same grand scale as Lego, every city has one.
Uh-huh.
And it's like there's a Lego store and there's a Bricks and Minifigs.
Yep.
And if it's not here, it's at this neighboring city.
And dude, imagine if you had your own Lego store.
Yeah. So I have
you
a
would
friend.
Meet so many new people to put on the podcast.
Yeah. And you could do what my dad did, set it up in the store. Mm-hmm. So I have a friend that did this. In that little town called Hermiston.
Oh, really?
Where they only had a Walmart. Uh-huh. You had to drive hours and hours. I mean, 3+ hours.
Yeah.
Probably 2 hours to get one, and then to get to a store other than Walmart, like a Target. But the Lego store was in Portland.
Oh.
So you had to go. It was like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And hundreds of miles. So yeah, San Francisco distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
So he opened this store. It doesn't make money, but it doesn't cost money.
Yeah.
And his wife is busy doing it. And like with me, like my wife loves her job. I don't really need a job. She can afford it, but I want to work and I could do these things that, you know, tax write-offs pay for themselves. So that's an income right there. If I can get a tax write-off, I just made whatever, you know, the write-off. So if it can take care of itself. So I might have to reach out to him because this seems like like I said, same population, same size, same need.
Oh, dude. And now I can't even imagine my life without it.
Yeah.
Like there definitely are slow months where I'm like, oh, like I wish I was making more money.
Right.
But I'm not like drowning, you know? And
that even happens
here and there.
We're both in construction.
Yeah.
So November, December, count on losing money.
Yep.
You know, losing it because it's the holidays and you're not working.
Yep.
You're lucky to get 40.
I forgot Alexa does construction.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
such a badass, dude.
Yeah.
You got a
she
good
really
ass
is.
Vibe.
Yeah. She's a ride or die for sure.
I've seen some of her like videos and like on Instagram or something and she'll be like in her vest and her hard hat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're so freaking pretty. Like, how are you doing construction right now?
And it's 110 and she's on the asphalt.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, dude, let's go to Portland. Like, come back to Oregon with me.
Yeah.
And you gotta sit in the rain, but at least you get rain gear.
Yeah.
I don't get to wear rain gear because I'm welding. So I'm just burned. Even if I do, it
I
just has holes. So the rain gear I do.
Doesn't do much.
No. It gives you a little time.
Yeah. So are you, you're not working right now?
No. So what I do, I can't do here. I would have to go to Sacramento or San Francisco. And I just moved around. So I rodeoed and we raised bulls. So we went to all the rodeos.
We actually have the biggest rodeo and what is that called?
Biggest 3-day rodeo.
Yeah.
Yeah. PRCA.
That's literally insane that our little town gets all these people for rodeo. Yep.
And then the bull and gelding sale.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's coming up.
It's my first time in 10 years. Maybe longer.
You're going to go?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Heck
I wanted to bring them last year, but it just didn't work out.
I tried to get on the list to sell stuff there. I called way too late. She's like, you need to call in the summertime.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, oh, okay. Can I get it on for rodeo, though?
And you might consider, I mean, you know, you have a good network, but my mom knows a lot of people down there because we're in the lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
But they're not cheap.
No.
You could consider splitting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know people that do clothes. I actually know people that go to all the rodeos and sell clothes, rodeo clothes and stuff like that.
For me, I want to do my hair tinsel. Like, that's what I think a lot of the girls would like be crazy about.
What?
Hair tinsel. So, you know, like Christmas tree tinsel, like you grab tinsel and you put it on a tree. I am pretty much putting that in your hair with like hair extension. It's like a hair extension, but it's instead of hair, I'm putting tinsel.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it lasts for like a month.
Really?
But I started doing it last summer.
Okay.
And that was literally what all of my income was coming from last summer. And still to this day, I get like four or five hair tinsels a week.
Wow.
But if I was at rodeo.
And man, they last that long. Yeah. You're still getting that. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's the same person every week.
It's new people. I mean, I have my consistent girls that come in and switch it up. And they're like, okay, I've had it for 2 weeks. Can you take it out and put a new color in?
Yeah.
Type thing. But if I was doing hair tinsel at rodeo, oh, I could do like horses hair tinsel.
Yeah. And then barrel racers. And yeah, so my sister's the president of the NSBRA, the regional barrel racing circuit. So yeah, I can help you out and get connected to some people.
You guys heard it here first.
Yeah, I'll
be at Bolso and rodeo.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Well, I got
that would be
to
so
to those
sick.
Type of those type of venues. I could probably help you with some people.
That would be sick because I have all these. I mean, I grew up in Red Bluff, but I've never lived a lifestyle of being country or like rodeo. Like my parents weren't like that, so I just didn't grow
up like
that.
Which is good because if you did a store like that, you would not. There's too many.
Yeah,
you got the loft.
Many.
You got the
There is too many.
And then if you were to go to a thing like the Bull and Gilding Sale, everybody has one like that, right?
Exactly.
But you're gonna stand
it's
out
gonna be
with
a little
this.
Different. A little
and
spice.
Even if you like, if you were side by side, if you guys were splitting it, this side is gonna draw them in,
for
and
sure.
then they're gonna walk out with your shit.
Yeah.
Because they're there for this shit.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to have a wall, right? No wall. And they're just going to be like, oh, what's on this side?
Yep, exactly.
And then they'll walk out with this stuff. And so that's a good funnel to get. Because, I mean, obviously, people are going to come. It's a beautiful display. I'm sure everything looks great. And it has everybody has this, you know, this is style for anybody.
Yeah.
Especially with having extra stuff. But with that particular crowd, that would probably help.
Oh,
just get people that wouldn't normally go there, that walk in like.
And like I'm on Main Street, but technically I'm on Oak Street.
Right.
Like Main Street is here and I'm still connected and I'm still like part of all their stuff, but I'm technically like off.
You have
Main
one
Street.
Of the best off street.
I do. I really
of
do.
Antelope. Mm-hmm. It's second Main Street.
And
right?
State Theater
yep.
is
and
right across
so
the street.
So that light is direct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
I get so many people that are like, oh, I just
watched like 30 people walk by during this hour and a half.
They do live music over here on Friday nights at Enjoy. Mm-hmm. So it's always popping over
That's
here.
Cool.
They're probably like, what are they doing?
Right.
In there
they do. I saw a lot of people looking. And that's, it's really cool. Yeah. I like this spot. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll have to do it again.
I'll be back next month.
Before we cut off, is there anything you want to talk about? Name off your socials, where you're at, where they can find you, your website, anything
for
you want them to know.
Yeah. My main page that I use is going to be my Instagram page, which is going to be prettyinpink_fashionboutique. I post everything on there, my new arrivals, every time I'm doing a sale, like anything. And then from there, I also have an online store that's prettyinpink.pink. So super easy.
Pink. I like that.
Super easy to find. And and then I have a storefront, 338 Oak Street, Red Bluff, California. You guys can come see me anytime, see me in person, which is even more fun. But yeah, those are all my things that you can find me on.
I have to vouch for that. It was fun. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. All right, guys. We'll see you guys hopefully more consistently. Take care. Peace.